Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going way back, more than a decade, is a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a couple of outstanding best-selling books, Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is a topic, as you know, I talk about on this show with full attribution, of course, even when Peter's not here. I tell you about the things we've learned from him about creating and dominating new markets, and he does this. He takes his act on the road all around the world, helping companies to put their best foot forward in the marketplace by understanding themselves and how to operate in a global economy. He's our good friend Peter Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. One of the big challenges for small business owners, Peter, is knowing when to take action and when to just let things go. Is it time to push the button, or do I need to give it more time? When should I be patient? When should I be impatient? You got some thoughts on that, don't you?
Jim, I do. Thank you very much. I'm going to start with a quote, if you don't mind. This quote goes, "It had long since come to my attention that people of accomplishment rarely sat back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things."
Mm-hmm.
That's been attributed to Leonardo da Vinci. I think that pretty much discusses the question you just raised.
Would you say that again? I'd like to hear that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Peter.
It had long since come to my attention that people of accomplishment rarely sat back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things.
Yeah. This is what I call meeting the world more than halfway.
It's where we start and work from that gives us the strength to be able to make the decision that you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
People who start small businesses are people who have taken the choice to act.
That's right.
That's how the business got started.
Especially since most of them start from absolutely drop-dead nothing.
They start from their internal strength. And they make the choice to act, whether they start with $1 million or $1.5 million.
That's right.
The real strength, the real value, the real currency that makes this work is the decision to act.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're governor of their own future.
Mm-hmm.
They make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
When you make the choice that you're governor of your own future, you become and act as a person of accomplishment. And that gets you the same position all of us have. You're simply making your listeners, the people who make this country work in that way, are simply choosing to act. They already have the ability. They're simply choosing to act.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a second quote. "Isn't it amazing how smart we get by listening to customers?" You may have remembered that quote. That's by Jim Blasingame, folks, from the previous segment of this show. It's the same idea, though.
Yeah.
We don't react to the customer. We listen to the customer, get smart, and use our new intelligence to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so to answer, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're doing good.
To answer your question, thank you, we make the decision to react or to act based on what our overall plan is to get things done, our overall decision to act as a person and as a business owner. So yesterday you wrote in your newsletter about business planning.
Mm-hmm.
I think the true value of business planning is not the document you create, but that you decide that you are going to act and choose a path on which to act.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else comes from that.
No, I really like the way you're going with this. It's so important. You know, somebody asked me the other day, I was being interviewed for my book by someone, and they said they wanted to talk about small businesses in general, and they said, you know, what is the single most important thing that differentiates people, small business owners, from people who aren't? And you know, what do you have to do or have in order to be able to be a small business owner? I said, fundamentally, it's not about capital, it's not about product, it's not about anything else. You have to believe in yourself. And that's what you're talking about to a degree, and that is that if you're going to act, at some point in time, you don't have all the answers, you don't have all the money, but you still have to take action, and you do it because you believe in yourself. I'm going to let Peter respond to that point, and we'll come back after these messages. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. His name is Meyer, if you're Googling him, Peter Meyer. The book is called Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.